up, Enterprisers? Welcome to another episode of the Enterprise Now podcast, where we shape the mindset of the high achiever to think like an entrepreneur. We talk with masters of the craft to get the cheat codes to success, helping elite enterprisers level up and maximize their brand. I'm your host, LZ, the mayor. Now let's get to it. All right, welcome to another episode of the Enterprise Now Show. I know you guys are tired of me saying this, but I say it every single week because it's true every single week. I have a treat for you, Precious Williams. Listen, I'm going to let the intro do most of the work. I'm not going to tell you. I have seen her in person. I've seen her do her thing. She is phenomenal. And I want to get into her story a little bit because I think as entrepreneurs, we discount how important the journey is and leveraging that journey for growth and reflection and gratitude. So I want to talk about that a little bit. But all right, Precious, before we get into any of the good stuff, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah! Who did that?
Without all of my rambling, Precious, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. I'm Gucci up in here. So let's go.
The first thing I want to dive into is before we hit record, you said something and I wrote down in my notes. You said it has been about 5 years since you came out of darkness.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, darkness happened right after I appeared on Shark Tank season 8 in 2016. I was pitching my company at the time, Curvy Girls Lingerie, right? The ultimate shopping experience for full figure divas and plus size fashionistas. Never knowing that the man who inspired that company would have a heart attack and die. And if you've ever been in love with someone that you know you're going to walk down the aisle with, or at least you're going to spend some part of your life with, you never prepared for that. And when I learned about it, saw it on TMZ and his ex-girlfriend called, I just could, like, it was the most shocking news ever. Cause I literally just thought I'd hit a pinnacle, almost Shark Tank. And from that day forward, the grief was so overwhelming that I eventually became a severe alcoholic and I lost everything. And when I say everything, I mean, people hear homelessness and I think they have this thought of what it is. I'm telling you, I lost everything and I was truly homeless. And I went home to St. Louis, Missouri to take my life because I was like, I have nothing to live for. You know, losing him, but also self-respect, losing the respect of others around me, not knowing how to talk about grief. And, you know, try to take my life on my 38th birthday, but clearly I'm turning 45 in January. So my attempt was unsuccessful and my Heavenly Father was choking out the fat lady in the back. Nah, she's not done. She's not done. And so coming out of darkness, I was in the Bowery Mission Women's Center for almost 2 years, graduated, but I was afraid to get back out there. Would people trust me? Would people believe in me? I came to live in this home. I was in a room and eventually restarted my company. I moved into a 2-bedroom apartment. And so 5 years ago was when I started here. And 5 years to the day that I moved in here, I decided it was time to leave and to elevate. So yes, you can come back from homelessness. You can come back from severe alcohol addiction. You can come back from falling on your face. You can come back from people disrespecting you publicly, privately. And when you go where you're celebrated and not tolerated, when people have not seen your talent, your skill sets and your abilities, and they know how to uplift it without your backstory, that was a key to my success. So I could sit up here and tell you, it was easy. It was hard, but it needed to be. Because how bad did I want to succeed? How bad did I want to transform pitching, the pitching realm in the world? As bad as when they told me I was too fat, too black, and didn't have an Ivy League degree, that no one would ever listen to me. It's funny, something I started 13 years ago, time and the industry has caught up with me. And so, yeah.
So before we record, we talked a little bit about journey and how as entrepreneurs, founders, this, it looks a lot more sexy than it is. It's hard. There's up.
How do you get that look?
How do you begin to pick yourself up, right? Because you're talking about grief. You're talking about like everything, you know, your world being turned upside down. How do you still keep going? Like, where does that even come from? Like, how do you?
You know what? I guess, you know, growing up the way that I did with a mother who never wanted me and a father, I mean, both of them were very immature. I don't think they truly understood what it meant to raise a child. And I think a lot of parents were like that. I mean, I know I was a latchkey kid, but when you're constantly beaten down and told that by your looks and everything that you don't have the look to ever make it big, but deep inside, I knew I did. I knew. I said, there's something about me. And so when I was 15, my grandparents took me in, and I remember my grandmother, her name is Precious Williams too. She just said, when you speak, everybody listens. And I have a grandmother from the hood who was just like, you're going to have people washing your clothes, doing things for you, but no one in the family had ever done that. So my grandmother validated me, but it wasn't until I did my first speaking engagement before the mayor of the city of St. Louis and then before the governor of Missouri, standing ovations and everything, did it really kind of hit me that I am talented, but my talent wasn't in looks. It was in being able to, as Quinn Conyers, my queen, always says, you're an atmosphere shifter. So I've always been defying the odds. Walking out of darkness, I don't know how I got a ticket to the first Tory Burch Embrace Ambition Summit, but I was sitting next to a woman who gave me my first speaking engagement out of homelessness. And in fact, 5 years ago was my first speaking engagement, Bottomless Closet. And so I was just sitting there talking to her. I'm going to kill a pitch master. Mind you, I was homeless. So, but I felt like I have to present myself as I want people to see me, not as the reality of the situation. And by me doing that, she booked me. And I did so well that they introduced me to Viacom, which is now Paramount. Can you imagine a place I used to pitch television shows 2 years ago was my second speaking engagement where I was paid to do that for Smart and Sexy Day. And it also showed me that there were people who looked nothing like me, who did not care what the backstory was. They only cared about how you present yourself and what does that do for their audience? And how can we take that into bigger and bigger places? So that was a lesson that was dialed into me and I leaned into it. And because of that, I was never afraid to walk into any room again to present myself as a killer pitch master. Also a fun gal about now, changing how people saw plus size women from full figure, changing into full figure diva status, plus size fashionista, but not a plus size woman because no one cares about it. No one cares about you. And then understanding that my company meant something, but my talent might mean so much more. Mm-hmm. So that's how it happened. I've always been defying the odds, but pitching took it into overdrive.
Yeah. I'm curious about your Shark Tank experience, but I'll save that question for the end. Why is it important for founders, entrepreneurs, to learn how to pitch?
It is so important for founders to know how to pitch because if you don't have a way of briefly introducing yourself, your books, your business, your brand, your product or service in such a way that captivates, titillates, excites, and delights, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time posting on social media. A lot of us started by ourselves. So if you cannot get people interested to check a look at your products or services, to want to book you, hire you, refer you, if you don't show why you're the only choice that matters in an oversaturated place, you're going to have a hard time and you're going to bow out earlier than you need to. When it comes to pitching, yes, you want to get to the sale. Yes, you want to get to referral. Yes, you want to get to booking. But you've got to say something that slays all competition. And by being the killer pitch master and teaching the art and science of the killer pitch, that's how I was able to go from training women to win pitch competitions so they could start to grow and expand their companies. Then I took it to Ivy League institutions. Remember, they said I didn't have an Ivy League degree, but I just taught at Harvard and Columbia. And then taking that into corporate America for some of the biggest companies in the world, training their sales teams. Now that they have a new SKU, a new product, a new service, how do they create content that abates, attracts, and closes with ease? When I started, I didn't know that. I just knew I could pitch. I knew I'm a 13-time national champion. I knew that winning the money was one thing, but getting the resources and making sure I stood out, that people would say my name in certain spaces. So pitching is much more than just what you say. It's what your network hears and knows even deeper about you. So that when opportunities come, they're saying your name because you're not in that room to get you into these spaces. And finally, pitching is for college students, high school students. It's for founders, entrepreneurs. It's for those working in corporate America, because if you want to be promoted, in fact, I'm speaking at Condé Nast November. I'm speaking at Condé Nast coming up. Condé Nast is Vogue, Glamour, Allure, and I'm still a full figure diva plus size fashionista. And it took a 10-minute presentation I did at the Luminary. A year later, they're like, so yeah, we would like to book you. You don't say. That's what a great pitch can do. And it sets you heads and tails above others. So when you learn how to break it down and understand that every pitch is not for every audience, then you really get into killer pitch mode.
So when I hear the word pitch, what I think about, we mentioned Shark Tank a little bit. That's what I think about.
Uh-huh.
Kind of more than that.
It is so much more.
How expansive pitching is in some of the ways and methods that you help folks with.
Yes. So you know there's six different types of pitches, right?
Didn't know that.
So you have your elevator pitch, which you usually say at networking events. Uh-huh. You have your media pitch. So for those of you who are sitting here like, man, I got a big PR budget. I got no budget. How do I get media, podcasts? How do I get hyper-local, local, regional, national, international to feature me? You need a media pitch. Investor pitch. So when people think of Shark Tank, that's what they're thinking of. I will also say that Shark Tank is a television show, so it has entertainment built in. When you're meeting with just regular investors, a lot of that is not going to be there, right? Then you have your interview pitch. That's what a lot of people are interviewing for jobs. Young people are interviewing for fellowships, internships, externships. You have your speaker pitch, because a lot of people will ask a speaker, would you just speak for free, not understanding that you have a craft. And so if people don't know what type of audiences you speak to, you sound like a public speaker. I'm a professional speaker, which means I get paid for this. How do you package, position, and pitch yourself so that those are the opportunities that find you? Finally, you need your sales pitch. So for all of the founders, yes, you need your investor pitch. Yes, you need a sales pitch. Yes, you need a media pitch. Yes, you need an elevator pitch. And you're talking to someone who's gifted in all six and has receipts in all six.
So you said package, position, and where there was another one.
Package, positioning, and pitching.
Pitching, okay.
So I just wrote a book called Rainmaking 101 from Day One. As a former attorney here in the great state of New York, last year I realized all my books have been on pitching, but I think people forget that I understand business development and sales. And when I was a young attorney, you know, especially if you come from your first generation, just put your head down and do the work. That is a disservice, especially to BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color. It's a disservice to women, because just because you can do great work in times, lean times, they can lay you off and pay somebody half. But if you can generate business, if you can build a lucrative network and understand from the beginning, your job really will be to establish lucrative relationships, to gain clientele in industries that you aren't familiar with right now. How do you go? What events should you be going to? What type of charitable or volunteer places should you be going to? How do you speak in writing to your advantage? So breaking that down into how are you packaged? And then how do you leverage that to position yourself for the right opportunities and gaining clientele? And this is for salespeople too. And then pitching, which is the business development part of that. So yeah, I wanted to show people more than a pitch master.
Yeah.
I am sales too.
You do realize that we could literally do like three completely different podcasts just based on like the whole makeup of your journey, like the whole Out of the Darkness thing. Like that's a podcast series.
Of course.
Then we could talk about the fact that you are a lawyer. There's a whole nother Now you're the pitch queen. So we're going to focus on the pitch part for this.
Now, it's not a problem. I just want people to know the depth and breadth. Oh, we goes deep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's important to know, right? Because again, it's to me, a lot of this journey as an entrepreneur is about taking all the pieces of ourselves and building on those things, learning from them and crafting this person who we are today, right? Because it all makes us who we are.
Definitely.
You said a couple of things that I wrote down in my notes. You said establish lucrative relationships. You said when people want you to speak for free, I want to dig in there a little bit too, but let's put a pin there. Talk about your business and some of the things, the ways that you took the lessons that you've learned to build that business, because I am I'm not new to this. I've been around the block a little bit and I know it's not easy to build a business, but it's even harder to stay to maintain a business. Yes. So talk a little bit about that journey, lessons you've learned, and maybe give us some wisdom, knowledge on how we can continue.
Oh, you want me to drop it like it's hot? Drop it like it's hot. So the great thing is I would never have known I was a pitch master, the killer pitch master, until I won the Black Enterprise National Pitch Competition 10 years ago. And MC Light and Robert Townsend, both goats in their industry. When I won, Robert Townsend was hosting. He said, both of them said, you are the killer pitch master. I was like, I just thought it was tight. And they said, you slayed all competition in the 10 seconds. You walked out there and you slayed. Like you won that competition from the first pitch you ever did. So building on that with Curvy Girls Lingerie, because we're winning competitions, raised almost $750,000 for a company that people said no one would ever buy into, because how can I compete against Victoria's Secret and all of them? When I was like, Victoria's Secret doesn't make anything for a size 28 woman who's 5'9". It's not because I don't have the money. It's because no one cares about plus size women. So I've got to give people a reason to care. I've got to tell a relatable story. I've got to change my language because that's going to change the game completely. And understanding that pitching is more than just laying out some freaking resume. And so because I was a 13-time national champion, there were things I saw when I spoke that eyes would light up. And when I was on Shark Tank, and this is going to, you can see how all of this is, it always comes in a circle. Name someone on Shark Tank who's plus size. Woman. Like Cat Williams, don't worry, I'll wait. Can I get an answer? Who on Shark Tank is plus size woman?
Nobody that I can remember.
Right. So why would they ever put me on Shark Tank? Because they always say, oh, all those people need to be in the room. No, they don't. Because everyone knows someone who has a little bit more meat on their bones is a woman. But everybody else knows Valentine's Day too. So imagine being that woman. It's Valentine's Day and people don't even think you're worth anything. I was dating a very famous Hollywood actor and I was 327 pounds when I started my company. So everything that people threw at me, too fat, too black, she didn't come from this pedigree, she doesn't know all these people, and yet here I am on Shark Tank slaying. Number one, I knew my numbers. Number two, I told a very compelling story. Number three, I showed how you can ball when all odds are against you. Number four, I used being a creative outsider to gain money for my company when people said it was freaking impossible. Number five, pitching to the right audience changes things. So your family and friends, at least in my opinion, they can't believe in you until others start to believe. So my first pitch was at the Crane Small Business Awards in front of the producers from DC. I had negative $400 in my bank account. And I'd been told no so much. So that was my Hail Mary. And I pitched on the spot and they loved it. Put me on Your Business with J.J. Rambert. And in 54 seconds, I walked away with $500,000.
Wow.
What was the difference between the family and friends and investors? Investors are wanting to know, are you the right jockey for the horse? Do you understand, is the market growing or not? Do you understand how to create noise and buzz for yourself? And if everything is going wrong, do you still stand in your power and kill it? Yes, you do. What was your call to action? Was it very specific enough? Have I captivated, titillated, delighted, and excited? But I've also showed I am that girl. I am that full-figured diva that you all don't even know about just yet. Some other things that came up and I have to just say this because this goes back to what I said before, going where you're celebrated and not tolerated. I didn't know who investors were going to be. I didn't even think that was possible. But it's funny, when I started winning pitch competitions, it was people in the room who wanted to set up time to talk to me, to have me walk more through my business plan and just set me up with the right people. So if my pitch wasn't good enough, those things never would have happened. I wouldn't have won first place and then getting those resources. Another thing, you often hear people talk about diversity and they make it just sound like it's just a race thing. No, it could be socioeconomic. I didn't grow up having media connections. I didn't grow up with money, but my very talent got me in a room with politicians. My very talent got me in the room with people who look nothing like me in all aspects. I am the first entrepreneur in my family. That did not scare me. Another thing that saved my life is when I wrote my first book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. And 3 years before it was published when I turned 40, because remember, I'm old and over the hill, like no one's going to listen to me. I kept running into respectability politics and I wasn't representing very well. And I thought to myself, who says that to other people? There's go to F to sleep. There's you are a bad A at making money. No one said that to them. And you have a champion, someone who can write about it, talk about it, be a media darling, been in movies, documentaries, and everything. So if I'm the killer pitch master, I have to go where my audience is. And there are women who want to be bad bitches with power pitches. There are women who already knew that they were and they needed a primer that was more than templates. So as an entrepreneur, or to my founders, or to those who are thinking about it, you're going to have a vision that people can't see. There was a purpose on your life before anybody had an opinion. And if I allowed the opinion of others who've never fought in these trenches of entrepreneurship, who've never gone from self-employed to truly being a CEO, why are you listening? Why? And it took being in a room with people who were having conversations, who understood what my talent was before I did, who pushed me out to their network. And that was so beautiful. So a pitch can make you rich. You can take a pitch from trash to straight cash. And that is how I became a killer pitch master, because I realized pitching is one thing, but pitching for profit is so different. And so as I wrote my first book, which got a billboard in Times Square, my second book, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, second billboard in Times Square. Fourth book, The Pitch Queen, A Woman's Journey from Poverty to Purpose and Profits. I'm not hiding how I did it. A lot of people want to give you a pretty story. I'm going to give you that real true tea because I want people to know you can, and you're going to fight to be a CEO. You're going to fight to be self-employed in a time like this. But if you can use pitching and you can rally your troops beyond surface level about you, they're going to run with your name. They're going to bring people to you. I didn't get into LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, Federal Reserve Bank, Intuit, QuickBooks, Sirius XM, HubSpot. I mean, I can go on and on. Not because I'm Black, not because I'm a woman. I didn't have MWBE certification. I did it because people placed me in those spaces and knew how to pitch me because I taught them how to pitch themselves.
Wow. Talk about focus and intention, because from what I know of you in researching, again, seeing you do what you do, there was some focus and there's a lot of intention about what you do. I find a lot of times people they're kind of everywhere. They're 1 year, they're doing this thing. The next year, mm-hmm. they're doing this thing. Talk about that a little bit. And how were you able to stay so focused and operate with intention, even though, you know, the negative bank account and all the stuff?
I would love to tell you I've been perfect at staying focused, but I will tell you this. I wanted to succeed like I needed my next breath. I don't know about what these other people are doing, but I needed to succeed because there is no husband. There's no family. I had to do it. But I also realized the longer you're in entrepreneurship, you can't do it alone. So being very careful of who you associate with and also checking you. Who's going to check me, boo? And I got some queens and kings that will check me. Dial it back. Because we need to have a conversation. The first thing is, when I started off in pitching, yes, I really wanted to help women entrepreneurs win money to grow and expand their businesses. And then I started to feel not everybody wants to be on Shark Tank. And in fact, not a lot of people want to be in media. That well was going to dry up. And remember, I preceded a lot of these pitch competitions you see today. So where else can I take pitching? Colleges and university. But Precious, you don't have an Ivy League degree. I have to be so good, they come to me. So starting off with Spelman, Morehouse. I'm a graduate of Spelman College, class of 2001. So I went to my HBCU and the one across the street and talked about my services. I did a lot of things for free because sometimes HBCUs, they're focused more on corporate and not the students who can blow up. And I remember I didn't have a product. I mean, I had a product, Curvy Girls, but that ceased in 2016. And that should have been the end of me. But pitching is what sustained. From there, I was able to understand the power of LinkedIn and that who do I know at certain places, whether it's peripherally or I know closely. It's the peripheral people that have blessed me more than the ones I know closely. And making sure that I spent time with them, making sure that I sent out little gifts and brownies to people. If you trusted me with your audience, I wanted to give you a gift. Thank you for your testimony or something like that. That's how I started to get focused because it came back to me with, man, I was just in this place. Oh, you know what? I'm going to submit your name for this. Hey, I'm going to do this and that. So being very intentional about relationships. So that's a focus. And that's a focus to this day. There have been people who worked with me years ago who are coming back. One of my clients just won $500,000 in a pitch competition in Atlanta. Another was up for $25,000. And my client 2 days ago just won $10,000 in a competition. Precious, you still work with individuals? They always come back. Another thing that I did to do with focus is eventually Harvard came. Eventually, Columbia University, Human Capital Management. I wrote my fifth book, Rainmaking 101, from day one. Columbia Business School and Columbia Law School did a joint event on September 27th of this year, where I got to train and teach in rainmaking. Don't have an Ivy League degree. But when you are the best at it, and you have a demonstrated track record of excellence, that matters. And trust me, people do care about Ivy Leagues. The third thing that kept me focused, and I said, I can't speak at every school. I am blessed to teach at Babson College, a professor at Babson College. People don't even know that. But anyway, can I get into the biggest tech companies? I don't have a tech degree. I have a English degree from Spelman and a law degree. Yes, I can, because I know the right people and I need to spend time with them. Letting them know that I am more than the killer pitch master. I am a trainer and a teacher, and I take it very seriously. So what was that? That was the next level up, the power of focus. So utilizing my speaking engagements, utilizing keynotes, that opened up a whole new world to me. So to a lot of people, it sounded, oh, well, you're all over the place. No, everything was communication skills. Pitching is how y'all got to know me, but let's kick it up a notch. I can go all the way up. So in the midst of all of that, making sure that my presentations were on point, making sure my speeches were on point, making sure to open myself to audiences, showing my network how to pitch me for profit, which comes back to me, and also doing the same for others, opening doors for them. And finally, just staying attuned to what you're hearing and seeing in the world, whether it's sports, whether it's corporate America, maybe it's what little girls are doing. And understanding who needs this. And that's why I was gifted in all six, because people only think of pitching for investor, maybe media or elevator. Mm-hmm. They don't know that there are others out there. And that's why, because I minded the gap, I could exploit the gap. Mm-hmm. And so what you do today still has ramifications for tomorrow. So you're constantly building. And that has been more of my focus. And I'm proud to say that we are no longer Perfect Pitches by Precious anymore.
Oh, is this an exclusive announcement?
Yes, we are the Perfect Pitch Group.
Perfect Pitch Group. I love that.
Yep. So my name had to come off because we're training the next generation of pitch masters with our Perfect Pitch Academy. Our clientele has changed so much that top nonprofits, top foundations, top associations, top schools, they all work with me, and my legacy can't end with me. And so Perfect Pitches by Precious was great from the beginning all the way up until this year. But last year, I knew it was time for people to see us as more of an agency, more of a firm. And with the power of focus, just like in knowing it was time to write a different book for a different audience, sales people who are insurance companies or attorneys, what that did is I struck while the iron, before the iron got hot, to transition from people only thinking all I can do is pitch, because there's so many pitch competitions now. And there are a lot more celebrities involved. But I also want you to know that I'm not a one-trick pony. Mm-hmm. And so if I could say anything about focus, is paying attention. There are gaps to be exploited every day. And maybe you can't hit it all every day, but I'm learning to plan more. I have a team now. Oh my God, I didn't know how to manage. That has been one of the biggest lessons for me. Investing in my company, not just myself, but in my company, investing in my team, investing in being in the room with people who have so much more than me. And they're blessing me with opportunities because I have something they don't have. They have something I don't. So that's what I mean by the power of focus. Just there are things being told to us right now. Everybody's trying to sell something right now. I know it's Christmas. People want to go from red to black. I got it. Sometimes you have to take a step back. And while they're all selling, you might be here doing something else and hitting them harder when everything's not coming to them. So that's the power of focus. You don't have to do what everybody else does.
Wow. I'm super excited for the pitch group. The Perfect Pitch Group.
Yep.
That's a great idea.
Yep. And Perfect Pitch Group. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have pitch competitions or no?
I don't have pitch competitions of my own. That is something we're thinking about for next year. I mean, corporate sponsors have come to be. I was like, I remember a time when I might have tried to beg somebody. Now y'all coming to me. What kind of events you have? Can we come? You mean time caught up with me?
Yeah.
You mean the world caught up with someone who's too fat, too black, no Ivy League degree? Mm-hmm. You mean pitching doesn't have to come in the form of a white guy who's a tech company?
No.
What? Something I've known for 13 years? Thank you. So, yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. And people have looked at our new website, have interacted with us, gotten time on our calendar to either book me for a Rainmaking 101 keynotes or for training programs at their companies, their law firms. I mean, I'm telling you, this, the power of focus. And when you're in the middle of focus, let me just be honest. You are like, am I crazy? Does this make sense? And it won't. But you know, you got to do it. Mm-hmm. And so if anything else, and I know you know this, Elsie, you got to take risks in this business. You got to take risks. You're going to do some things that are uncomfortable. Pitching helps you stand out. And if you do it very well, you are the only choice that matters.
I love that. I love that. So as the old saying goes, time flies when you're having fun.
I know that's right.
Why don't you give the folks your new website? And I'd like maybe hear a little bit more about, specifically what are the programs or offers that you have right now that people can reach out and touch base with you on.
Okay. So I just got to thank you for that. So again, everyone, my name is Precious Williams. I'm the proud founder and CEO of the Perfect Pitch Group. Our website is www.perfectpitchgroup.com. You can find us on LinkedIn. I'm Precious L. Williams, killer pitch master, always got to stay on brand. On book at Perfect Pitch P, and on Instagram at Perfect Pitch Group. I know we're going to get it all together. Don't worry. You know, it takes time for planning and execution. What we have available coming up is we have the Perfect Pitch Academy. And yes, there's also an application form for the Perfect Pitch Academy, because we are so excited about training our next generation of pitch masters. So there might be a particular pitch you want to specialize in, and we'll help you all along that journey, because I can't do it all. And you'll learn my proprietary formula and also learn how to put your funk, your energy and noise on it. We also have our Ultimate Pitch Bundle. Get ready for that to debut pretty soon. The Ultimate Pitch Bundle. So that's my video training series. We have the perfect, we have Precious Pitching in a Box. Can you imagine having a box that has everything contained, how to really blow your pitches up?
Wait, so does the pitch come out of the box? Like you can mail it to me and then I open it and then my perfect.
There's things like, yeah, it's going to be in a box. I'm telling you, please believe I don't play no games. And then we also have our Slay All Competition Bundle, which is my books, all five of my books, and then a mug and something a little cute in there. I can't get you what the little gift in there is, but, and you can get that on Stripe. I will give you the links and everything like that because I can't think of it off the top of my head. But if you go to www.perfectpitchgroup.com, stay tuned. Also, if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, Pitch Please. You heard it with a P. Yes, I own the trademark for Pitch Please. I want y'all to know. USPTO.gov, Pitch Please. So go to www.perfectpitchgroup.com/subscribe to be a part of our newsletter. And as you know, on LinkedIn, we also have the Pitch Please newsletter, 127,000 strong. And I am very proud that you can make it without being a singer, an entertainer, or sports figure. You can make it in business. One of the greatest things I want y'all to take from me is be the celebrity of your own brand. It's great to take pictures with all these people, and that's wonderful. That doesn't impute to you. It doesn't, I promise. I know it looks good. You get a lot of likes on social media. But you want people to come to you. And I can't tell you in all the places I've been when people are purchasing my books, I still cry on the inside. Because I remember when nobody wanted to know my name and I was mud. And it took that first book all the way up to my fifth for companies, corporations, foundations, and nonprofits to buy them in bulk. How do you do that and have a killer pitch? Finally, if you do want to purchase my books, you can go to my website too. All five are there. And those are the ways. You can get in contact with me. You can check out what we're doing, the new things. You check out my events, the new press that we got. It's exciting. It's very exciting. And becoming the celebrity of my brand and having people want to take pictures and purchase and get that love from me. I thank my grandmother, Precious Dolores Williams, who died when I was a student at Spelman College, because she saw this when I was a little girl. She said, Oprah's going to know your name. You have billboards in Times Square. You're going to have all these things. And although I've fallen, although grief got to me, what I've done in the last 4 years with my business was faster than the first time. So sometimes you have to lose it all to win again. I'm not ashamed of being homeless. I'm not ashamed of being an unwanted child. I'm not ashamed of all the things that people will throw in my way, because my perceived flaws, age, race, class, sex, gender, being differently abled, having two invisible disabilities actually helped me, because no one ever saw me coming. I didn't present the way they thought I should. And that made the difference. And that's why you can win with pitching. That's why you need proper instruction. That's why you need someone who can take a look at your business and make sure you're connecting to the right audience, not the audience you think it is. And too many of us are pitching to the wrong audiences. Mm-hmm. That's why you're not selling. And there's another audience that would gladly take you, but you never speak in their language to them.
That's good. I'm going to put you on the spot, Precious. Sign off pitch. I'll let you close the show.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Have you ever met a full-figured diva who's taken the business world by storm and won big? Well, now you have, because I'm Precious Williams. I'm the proud founder and CEO of the Perfect Pitch Group. And not only do I teach my clients and customers how to slay all competition with a killer pitch, they find themselves in Forbes, CNN, Wall Street Journal, all these big publications with no PR budget, gaining that earned media. Maybe you have a new product or service and ain't nobody biting. Maybe you need to learn how to pitch for profit. Maybe someone needs to come in and straight chop and screw on the pitch you have so that you can bait, attract, and close with these. That's why you can come see me, Precious Williams, perfectpitchgroup.com. Finally, I know we got some speakers out here who everybody wants you to speak for free because they don't see value in what you do. They think that you can speak on any topic. It's funny, when you learn how to package, position, and then pitch yourself, that's when the paid opportunities come your way. So if you want to learn all these secrets and more, if you want to be trained by the very best who have ever done it, 13-time national pitch champion, five-time number one best-selling author, top Fortune 100 corporate sales trainer, black on both sides, no Brazilian butt lip, no six-pack abs, been in movies and documentaries around the world, don't look like Hollywood, but because I'm a creative outsider and a hashtag atmosphere shifter, I can shift everything when it comes to your business. When you learn how to pitch and then pitch for profit and then train your clients, your customers, and your network how to put you out there for even greater opportunities. You want to learn more? Come check me out at my website, www.perfectpitchgroup.com. You need a dynamic speaker, high lecture girl. I do this on the daily around the world. Again, my name is Precious Williams, full figure diva, plus size fashionista, killer pitch master, training you how to slay all competition with a killer pitch. Check us out, perfectpitchgroup.com. Thank you.
And on that note, thank you guys so much for your time. And we will talk to you next time.
If you got value from today's show, we want you to join the Enterprises Elite email list for more nuggets and resources. And remember, no excuses, just execution. Go get it.